Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Phew! I am still doing a happy dance that this bruising election is over. And as with every contest, there are winners and those leaving disappointed. So, what's the next best message for those of us who rooted for our team? My recommendations depend on which side you are on. First up, for the winners. The biggest mistake I see here is in the interpretation. It's very tempting to project ill intent to the other side. Stuff like, "Yay! The idiots lost! Woohoo!" Don't do that. Don't do that. Now is not the time to get judgy about the losers or those who voted for them. The best messages now are about moving forward. Something like, let's join together to do blah, blah, blah. Second up, for the disappointed folks. First off, I am sorry for your loss. Y'all fought hard and it showed. And it's going to be okay. Now is not the time to catastrophize. So any messages like, well, there goes democracy, is not a good look. Seriously, our country is going to survive regardless of who gets elected. The best messages now are, okay, the people have spoken. Let's move forward on blah, blah, blah from here. And then focus on the issues you posted the most about. Those are the most important to you and your platform. The common denominator, the future versus the past. Let's not relitigate what happened or who did what. By focusing on the future, we can set up to be a more effective advocate and be an example for our community. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.